Defender of the faith. No Sunday school today because of snow, and no regular school tomorrow, if there's any justice. I mean the divine kind, the kind from God, who's somewhere above the snow when it first begins to fall. He's in heaven, I mean, where I want to go when I'm dead, so I can live forever, though I'll still be dead. But that's not the point. Not exactly. I walk to Sunday school. It's about a mile. And back home again. I walk to regular school, too. But it seems longer going there than coming home. I guess because it's all about the world. English, history, science, and math. And recess. But Sunday school's about the life to come. After I'm dead, I mean. I can't wait, but if I kill myself to get there, then I go to hell, Miss Hooker says. She's our teacher and doesn't approve of sin. But even she's not perfect. Only God is. And then there's Jesus and the Holy Ghost, but not a ghost like at Halloween, though God can scare you too. Look what he did to Saul just to get him to change his name. He even sacrificed his only son, but it was worth it in the end, and still will be because a lot of folks aren't dead yet, but we're going to be, and then we'll go see God, or our souls will, and stand there before his throne, Miss Hooker says, and be judged. And if our sins outweigh whatever is the opposite of sins, no sins, then it's eternal life but in hell this time, where we'll burn forever and yet not be consumed, Miss Hooker says, which means burnt up. But in regular school, it means to eat, and there's your difference. I'm glad that's settled. I'm walking to Sunday school anyway today, just to see what the house of God looks like as a postcard come alive, and our portable building where we have class. Tonight, it's a voice on the radio to tell if regular school is canceled for tomorrow. I just might go to church if it is. I just might go if it's not. I wonder if that's a sin. I'll be damned.